Lovers Lane is hiring at most locations for full and part-time key holders. I know there's always more to know, and we'll train you on everything. Apply online at loverslane.com or go to the location of your choosing to fill out a paper application.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Now through the end of the month, when you spend $100 in-store or online, you receive a free Satisfyer anal plug set. It's Romance Awareness Month, so check out the 20% off sale on our private label items.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Intimacy Advisor Podcast. My name is Haley. I'm a romance specialist in our stores. I'm an intimacy expert online and the host of this wonderful podcast, the Intimacy Advisor Podcast with Lovers Lane. Today, we're doing a little brand spotlight on one of my favorite brands that we sell and we carry. It is hemp seed oil massage oils. It is amazing lip gloss for stimulative oral and kisses. It is bath oil, body creams, O-gels, stimulating oils. I mean, a ton of just awesome, fun product that goes really great with toys, that's condom compatible, that's just something different, luxe, interesting to throw into the mix of your sex life and your sexual wellness. She's got a ton of stuff coming into our stores as well, a really awesome CBD lubricant and some other new fun products. And one of our newest love kits is the High on Love Minis collection. So we are talking with Angela Mustone from High on Love today. I'm just going to let you guys listen to this awesome interview with her. She shares so much insight about the brand, but I do want to keep you guys in the loop. She also shared with us some free product to give to one of our listeners. So there are instructions for that giveaway on our Instagram if you want to go follow it and be a part of that. Our Instagram is Intimacy Advisor Pod, and all High on Love's information will be in the show notes today. Enjoy.
All you need is love, Lovers Lane.
All right, Angela. We have Angela Mustone on today from High on Love, and I am really excited to have you for a couple of different reasons. I have seen your product first enter our stores, and it was just really unique and different as far as like massage oil and stimulating gels go, just as the packaging is, but it's also including hemp seed oil and just kind of having this luxurious spin on some other adult items that we carry. So I just want to know, how was High on Love started? Tell me a little bit about your brand. How did the idea begin? Where did you see the need for it?
I've been in the sexual wellness space for 15 years. I started my sexual wellness career with a brand called Shunga, which I know Lovers Lane is very familiar with. Then I went on to Cal Exotics, and I was at Cal Exotics for 7 years. And when I left Cal Exotics, I started this brand called High on Love. And the High on Love, basically, I came up with the idea of, you know, with the whole, like, you know, with cannabis coming up, you know, in terms of being, you know, in the media, and it's like so many brands out there and like being legalized in certain states, et cetera. And even here in Canada, we federally legalized it in 2017. I wanted to basically create something because I saw what was out there in the cannabis space, and I wanted to create something that took the stigma away from cannabis, to create something luxurious, something that was so pretty, that catered to a niche market that wasn't the usual quote unquote pothead, stoner, you know, and that basically attracted a whole new market. And, you know, I want to create something that was luxurious, stunning, you know, and packaging that, like, you know, all my packaging is I create my own molds. I create my own designs for everything. And I just, you know, woke up one day and said, you know what? I want to create something that's beautiful and caters to women like me that, you know, would normally not walk into a dispensary and buy, you know, like a product. But when I see something like that, that's visually appealing, oh my God, what is that? And there's an interest. you know, and also basically, as I said, you know, to take the stigma away from cannabis, you know, it was really important to me.
Yeah, definitely. What I think is really unique with a lot of your products too, is a lot of the CBD or hemp seed oil, like products that are out there, they almost have a little bit of a smell where you can kind of notice that that's there. And High on Love doesn't have that. Like they feel flush. They feel luxurious. They smell really good too. So it's not just like the bottle and the packaging that you're making so awesome. It's like the actual product that's inside.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. And I also, because that was another, even with my formulas, you know, I put aromas in there and it's, you know, everybody was saying to me, well, you have to make the terpenes. People want to smell the terpenes. And I was like, well, quite frankly, I don't. You know, I basically, even with my THC products that I have for the state of Colorado and Oregon, I basically have aromas in there. And I just, again, to create that whole luxury experience, you know what, there's other brands that will do XYZ with their terpenes and want to smell that whole cannabis, you know, experience. And it's like, you know what, I wanted, again, yes, there's cannabis inside, but to create this whole, you know, like luxury and like, you know, prettiness. Mm-hmm. And even what my formula is, as you said, you know, aromas inside, and also takes, you know, you, the products are edible as well. So
yeah, for sure. Let's talk for a minute, because I totally agree with you, where I think that Lover's Lane customers, especially like when you go in, you're looking for sexual wellness products. And it's interesting how many CBD, THC, hemp seed oil products are popping up there. Can you talk to me like what the difference is between those? And you said that you have THC products in different states. So
yes.
I didn't even know that. That's awesome. Yeah.
I showed a few of your team members, my pre-rolls and et cetera, you know,
really?
So, and I'm also coming up. Yeah. I grow my own strains in the state of Colorado.
Oh, wow.
Even so, because there's a lot of, you know, terpenes that have aphrodisiac properties.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have my own strains, et cetera. So yeah. So basically I like that whole entourage effect with a lot of my products. So yes, so I do have THC in certain states. So.
That's so cool. Yeah. You hit like everybody then, right? Yeah.
I did. Yes.
So when we're talking like just hemp seed oil, and that is in your massage oils and lip glosses, is that CBD infused as well? Or do you have like three different lines, or tell me how that works? Cause I'm just,
Haley, I'm glad you asked that, because I actually have three different versions of my brand. And I always say it's something for everyone. Right now I've manufacture my hemp seed line here in Canada, and CBD here in Canada is still a class one drug, which, you know, we don't have our Farm Bill Act like the US has. So, and that's because we federally legalized, to make a long story short, there's still a lot of licensed producers that want to capitalize on that whole CBD, you know, monopoly. So they put a cap, they'd still, you know, still a class one drug. So my CBD products, I manufactured them in the US. So I am coming out with, I spoke to the buyers at Lover's Lane. So I am coming out with lubricant with CBD. My stimulating oil will have CBD, my massage oils with CBD, all the, you know, the CBD is grown in Colorado. So that will be for the US market. But my hemp seed line, it's fantastic. It's great. Why? And I'm really proud of it, because it's something that I export into Europe. I export into Russia. And it kind of gives, you know, people a preview of like cannabis. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, tells them basically, it's a nice intro. And it's just, it's like, okay, well, this is what we're doing here in North America. This is what's coming out. This is what we're, it's happening. And it just, you know what, and as, you know what, Europe is going to, you know, legalize it eventually, CBD, et cetera. And I know like the UK is already starting to open its doors, you know, and France is starting, you know, so, and it just gives people a nice, you know, like an opening and an awareness of what, you know, cannabis products can look like, you know, so I'm really proud of it, because as I said, it does open up a whole new, you know, doors for the brand and for the marketplace as well.
Definitely. When High on Love was first an idea and you didn't, you know, have everything rolling, did you know right away that you wanted to have the cannabis in a luxe product, or Were you just kind of like, how could I make this different and awesome? Or you knew it right from the start?
No, I wanted cannabis because how I started and what I, so I had my chemist make me a stimulating oil. And what I did, I told him to do me a favor. Can you add cannabis inside? And I tried it and I was like, oh my God. I was like, I never tried anything like that. I was like, wow, this is like the holy grail. So I just wanted to basically take something like that into the marketplace because I loved it. And then of course I made some samples for my girlfriends and I was like, maybe it's just me, you know, like, what do you think of this product? What, you know, effects do you get? And it's like, how do you feel afterwards? So I wanted to create something that was like for women, created this whole like experience, you know, sexually and put it in a pretty pot packaging. So that's really, you know, how high on love, how I started it and basically how it came to be. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. The product, like the packaging is gorgeous. This isn't stuff that you're hiding in like a drawer. Like you don't keep it in your hidden little sex drawer. You just keep it right out with like your makeup vanity. It's like so beautiful.
Thank you. That was the whole thing, just to show it off because you don't know what it is. And it takes the stigma. I even have sexual wellness products. It's not like a little plastic water-based lubricant that you just want to hide it. And it's like, okay, just put it in a drawer, you know?
Right.
So no, because there are actually a lot of my products are actually perfume bottles, the packaging.
Yeah. For anyone listening that doesn't have a visual, it's like a rose gold bottle for the O gel and the stim gel. It's so pretty. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. So what is the most popular product from your line and your favorite? I'm just curious.
My most popular product is my stimulating oil. And that's one of the reasons why is because it's been on the Lure magazine 4 times. Mm. And it's the one product that a lot of journalists and editors love to review. So it's my number one best-selling product is my stimulating oil. My personal favorite, believe it or not, is my O gel. Mm-hmm. And that's because I love the pump and I love it's more a water-based style, you know, and I just like for me in my, you know, private life, I just love that whole pump feeling. And I just love, it's something that I've, you know, created because it was just so much easy. And especially when you're so like with the dropper bottles, I love dropper bottles, but I'm more of a pump girl. So on a personal level, I prefer my O gel compared to my stimulating oil, but I love both of them. So.
Yeah, definitely. I do too. I think the O gel is probably our most popular thing that we have. Well, that I actually day in, day out, I'm selling too, that people have heard of. So there must be reading about it, right? But talk to me about the difference between the O gel and the stim gel or the stimulating oil. The O gel is water-based, correct?
Yes, correct. So, and they're both condom compatible. The stimulating oil you could use it with a condom, but it has more active ingredients than the O gel. Okay. So especially for women that, you know, and I created the brand and it's created like for pleasure, you know, for, you know, your personal life, but also, you know, so there's a lot of women that have experienced dryness, experienced discomfort during intercourse. So the stimulating oil is a great product, especially for women that, you know, do experience these symptoms and are maybe going perhaps into menopause, you know. So I would recommend more the stimulating oil versus the O gel, you know. So those are basically the two, you know, key points of both products, that the stimulating oil does have more active ingredients for those symptoms.
Yeah, that's great. I no one can see me, but I'm like raising my hand because everyone needs to talk about like if you have pain during intercourse, it doesn't need to be this like secret thing or like that you need to be ashamed of it or that you shouldn't be able to speak up to even your partner that you're having intercourse with, that it's painful.
Exactly. Like,
so I always, whenever somebody mentions that in an interview, I'm like, that happens to me, just so that everyone knows it's a normal thing. Yeah.
And it's funny because I had a new partner, a had a new partner who is my boyfriend now. And he says to me, he goes, why are you putting perfume? I go, no, it's another my O gel. You know, awesome. And it was just my puff bottle. It was just so funny. He's like, and I go, no, it's my O gel. I go, this is what I make. And after he was like, oh, okay, great. You know, but yeah, so no, absolutely. Everybody should definitely try it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's exactly what it is. It looks like, I mean, it is a perfume bottle, but there's like something for everyone too, which I love. Like if you are maybe not experiencing like pain during intercourse, then you have the lip gloss or the massage oil. I mean, you have like everything, foreplay, during intercourse, you have like a sexual wellness stuff, like area too.
Yes. Yeah. So basically, yeah. So I've also created, like, there's a, have my bath oils, my massage oils, lip glosses, of course, it's a lip, you could use it as a lip plumper, or if you want, take it up to another level, you could use it for fellatio with your partner. And it just really, what it does is feels, you have a tingling effect. He feels a tingling effect, or you know what, or you could use it with, you know, if lesbians could use it, he could use it on her, she could use it on her, whatever, you know. It is gender neutral, but also it does feel tingling, and it does enhance, if you do have intercourse, it does enhance your orgasm as well. Mm-hmm. With the lip gloss.
Yeah, that's
so good for just nipples really too. It's nice. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's fantastic for nipples as well.
Just throwing in all my little uses.
You know, and it's exactly, and it's a must have for everyone, you know, for your, you know, your nighttime bag, I always say, you know, comes with the bling, you know, nice, like to show it off and have fun with it.
Yeah. I want to talk about, like, I think the most beautiful thing that's on our shelves is the collections that you did with Joe Penn. And I'm really excited too. I know you mentioned like Shunga in the very beginning, how you worked with yes. Shunga. Is that what happened? Like you started?
Yes, in correct. The yes. Okay. Yes, yeah. I helped. Yes, I was the go-between to make all the kits for Shunga and Lover's Lane, all the collaboration kits.
Yes. So now I just learned, like, maybe a month or so ago, maybe a little less than that, that we are classifying the Minis collection as one of our love kits. So,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Fantastic. So that's Thank really you. Exciting for me. Exactly. I know. I love it because love kits are something that, like, Lover's Lane, when we have a customer that's never been there before, like, we're responsible to be like, we have love collections. It's about Lover's Lane. Let me show you one. And the hard thing for me, like, I do love Shunga products, like 100%, but they're almond oil based in there. And I can't show that to people with an allergy, or like L-arginine is in a lot of products and stuff too. And I know it's a little bit more like, do you have L-arginine in your O-gel?
I do have L-arginine in my O-gel.
Yeah. So I am like more sensitive to L-arginine, but I definitely do see a difference between Shunga's, which it must have a higher concentration or something, because I can use it in lower doses, like little tiny drops. I'm talking like tiny drops. And if I use too much, then I just get like irritation a little bit. And that's like normal for L-arginine, I've heard, you know, because I'm like, I'm allergic to everything. So
it all depends on what you mix it with. That's why. So basically, when I came up with my O-gel, I basically added, there was a lot more ingredients in terms of that offset the L-arginine, because I love what L-arginine does. But there was a few other things I was like, no. So I played around with the formulas. And that's why you see a difference with my O-gel and Shunga's O-gel. So, but that's, you know, it's a personal thing, you know, so every product is different.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm facing is a lot of times a lot of women come to me and they're like, I'm more sensitive downstairs. I tried this, that product. Exactly. And I'm like, you just have to, you know, it's unfortunately, you just got trial and error, but here's my experience and this one works, you know? So I love having that little collection too. Plus it's the only love kit that we have with a vibe in it, which is awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. Cause I did my collaboration kits with Cal Exotics / Jopin, and they custom made my colors for, you know, for High on Love. And of course, as my former employer, you know, it's a pleasure working with them. And I just love them. They're wonderful, Cal Exotics. So, and I love their products, you know, so it's a great collaboration. And we come up with new collaborations every 6 months or so.
Yeah, that's kind of how I describe like High on Love in comparison to other products that we sell as well. Like there's the oil, you know, almond oils or coconut oils for everybody. And then like Joe Penn is going to go into like more of the luxe, like all rechargeable.
Yes.
There's no like Exactly. Lights and anything. So that's like High in Love is like, it's perfect, like as a set, because you
get it's
like
such a perfect fit. It's such a perfect fit, you know, and everyone tells me, oh, why don't you do your own vibes and all that? And I was like, well, why would I? Because Cal Exotics, when it comes to their vibes, you know, are on top of their game. So absolutely, you know, if I'm going to do anything, it's going to be a collaboration with Cal Exotics Jopin. So it's just a perfect combo for both our brands.
Yes. I agree. What else do you have coming out new? What are we going to see pretty soon? Like, we're getting stuff?
Yeah, you're going to be getting a water-based lubricant in a beautiful, pretty bottle. And it's coming out in September. And I will definitely, you know, would love to share, you know, maybe a couple of bottles with your listeners as well.
Awesome.
But yes, I'm coming with my water-based lubricant, and I'm also coming out with a new collaboration kit for Christmas with Cal Exotics. I'm coming out with a body wand.
Oh yeah, my goodness.
With all those crystals and ring. I'm so excited. It's so beautiful. I'm like, oh my God. When I saw it, I had my mouth open. I was like, oh my God, this is so gorgeous.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
I'm like a kid. I wake up and I still get so excited, and I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, this is gorgeous, you know? So yeah.
I feel the same way. I know I've talked about it in other episodes. Like, even when I'm opening a current inventory, because I work in the stores too, I do the podcast and then I also work in the stores. So when I'm opening up boxes and I'm seeing new stuff, I'm doing the same thing. I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this. And I have to open everything and feel it and touch it.
So pretty. It's so exciting. Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And it's just, I like love it. And it's like, well, I mean, listen, we all need to get excited about something, right? Mm-hmm. So,
yep. And it helps. I mean, I know that you do, and I know that I do. It's weird when I get to talk to other sex educators, because we are just like, when was the last time you masturbated? When, you know, it's just like this huge, like, no big deal conversation. And then bringing that with different customers, they're like, whoa, you know? So it's fun to be able to get excited about that and bring like the energy.
Oh my God.
I don't see it every day.
For sure. It's like, oh my God. It's like when people ask me questions about, like, it's like, listen, this is not like a medical product. I'm not going to find a cure for cancer, for God's sake. It's fun. It was create, you know, to get excited about things. It's like, oh, I mean, really, it's like, I wake up every day in the morning. And it's like, of course, I want to be happy and excited and, like, you know, and be passionate about what you do, you know? So absolutely. Oh, Haley, I'm with you 100%, you know, about waking up in the morning and just being thrilled about, like, you know, experience doing what I do day to day. So
yeah. And if you want to feel our energy, I guess just go get some O-gel and feel it yourself, right? And
exactly. Take some downtime. It's always at 3 o'clock, little snack, you know what I mean?
I mean, the bottles are so pretty. You just keep them in your purse and no one needs to know, right? If you're going to be shy about it, then
exactly.
Perfect. Well, I loved talking to you today. Thank you for hopping on and talking about the brand. I can't
wait. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Thank you.
And thank you for the products for the giveaway.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Cool.
I'm excited, and please, you know, I'm excited for, you know, I'd love to be on your show, like, for the next couple of new products that I have. And thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
All you need is love.
Yay, Angela was so awesome to talk to. Thank you again, Angela Mustone from High End Love, for the products, for the great interview, and for your expertise. And for those of you listening, make sure to come in and pick up a bottle or two of your favorite High End Love products, and definitely sign up for our giveaway. If you have questions about anything, of course, reach out to me. My email is Haley, it's haley@loverslane.com. We are on Twitter, Intimacy Advisor Pod. And then you're going to want to sign up for that giveaway on Instagram under @IntimacyAdvisorPod. We are on Facebook, Intimacy Advisor Podcast. And of course, make sure to review this podcast wherever you're listening and stay in the loop. New episodes come out every Monday morning.
Lovers Lane, Lovers Lane, Lovers Lane.
couples that play together stay together.